I'd like to dedicate today's shiur as a schus for refuah shlema for Avram ben Rivka, who's undergoing delicate brain surgery this morning. Shavu refuah shlema b'soch shar chol Yisrael. The Gemara in Daf Chesam Ebay is going on to Tesamet Aleph. It's trying to figure out what the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah about motzi shemer is all about. Rabbi Meir holds the motzi shemer is b'shlosha, even the mumminess of motzi shemer only requires a bezdin of three. And the Chachamim hold that even the mumminess requires a bezdin of esum u'shloshim. Since yesh bodin nefashos, it requires a bezdin of esum u'shloshim. So the Gemara at the bottom of Chesam Beis quotes Ravashi's explanation of this machlokas. Ravashi Amar k'don da asu b'amalgus or asu b'ktala. That's our girsa, the girsa from the side of the Gemara. Not the asu b'amalgus, but the asu b'amalgus. That we're talking about a situation where the Edim were masra in the woman for Malkus, not for Misa. They saw she was about to be Mezana. They weren't master that she's going to be Chayav Misa if she's Taka Mezana. She's an Eishes Ish. They should be master her for Misa, but they're not. They're master her for Malkus. That's the case. So it's in that case, Rabbi Meir holds that that you only need a Bezdin of Shlosha to judge the Mamanis. And the Chachamim say you need a Bezdin of Esum of Shlosha. What are Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim arguing about? Zokter Vashi, but Kamiflagi, but flipped to the Rabbi Shmuel for Rabbanon. Did not Makas Vishlosha, Misham Rabbi Shmuel, Lama Be'esim Vishlosha. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is the same Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon as to whether Makas, a regular case of Makas, someone eats Chelev, he eats Nevelu, Trefa, and he's Chayev Malkas. There's no possibility of Misa there. He's Chayev Malkas. Do you need a Bezin of Esim Shlosha to adjudicate the case of Malkus, or is it enough to have a Bezin of Shlosha? That's a Machlokas Tanoim. So after Vashi, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim are arguing about the Zelba Machlokas, not much the same Machlokas. The Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Chachamim about Motzi Shema is the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim, different Chachamim, not the same Chachamim, it's just the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Shmuel. It's the same Machlokas whether Malkus requires a Bezin of Esim Shlosha or can it be B'Shlosha. So says Rashi, the Asuba Malkus, the Asuba Ktala, he certainly can't put it to death if she didn't have a Hasra for Misa. The Vada lo Migdala elaloka. The Einlocha Misa's Bezdin Shlonema Balav. There's no Misa's Bezdin for which there's no Azhar in the Pasuk. There's always an Azhar. So comes this Deya, there's a Deya in Tanayim, because of Balav Shanita and Azhar is Misa's Bezdin, Lokin Olav. A lav that's nitan la'asaras misas bezdin, that means a lav for which you can get misa for. Not every lav is nitan la'asaras misas bezdin. The lav of chaylev, nevela, trefa, that's not nitan la'asaras misas bezdin. Can't give misa for that. But there are some lavim that are nitan la'asaras misas bezdin. Like chilul Shabbos. There's a lav, losasa kol malacha, but you get skila if you violate that lav. And they give you hasra for misa. Right? So it is nitan la'asaras misas bezdin, eishes ish shezinsa is chayev chenek. Right? If she's bas kohen, she's chayev esreifa, if she's nara morasa, skila, there are different gradations, but the classical example is that she's chayev chenek. Our case, motzi shemer, is nara morasa, she'd be chayev skila. So it's nitan la'asaras misas bezdin, but the case is that they only gave hasra for malchus. So Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim have a machlokas whether to adjudicate that case of Malkus, that onus of Malkus, we need a Bezdin of Esum of Shlosha, or is it enough to have a Bezdin of Shlosha? So it comes out, Ravashi is interpreting Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, the Loke Ilchasa. We're going like that Manda Amr, that Lav Shanit and Las Harasmi says Bezdin, Loken Olof. Not everyone agrees with that. We don't paskin like that. We assume that if you give hasra from if it's a lav shenit and lasaras misas bezdin, you can only get misa for that. You can't get malchus for it. The lav is a different lav. It's a lav for misa, it's not a lav for malchus. Ravashi is interpreting that the machlokas of Yemei Chachamim is assuming like that day that lav shenit and lasaras misas bezdin lo ken olav. So then they can have a machlokas whether for malchus you need a bezdin of esum shlosha or it's enough to have a bezdin of shlosha. That's what Tosa says as well. Asik Kamanda Amr, Lashi Lazaras Misas Bezdin, Lokin Olav. Tosis says it's going like that day, because if you hold it ain't Lokin Olav, so then there's nothing to talk about. You wouldn't get Malkus. If you wouldn't get Malkus, then Rabbi Ben Chacham can't be arguing about this that case. for Asuba Malkus for Asuba Ktala. You wouldn't get Malkus for that anyway. You could only get Misa, and if they're not Master for Misa, then you don't get anything. So obviously, Rav Ashi is assuming that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are both agreeing that Lavshit and Lasaris Misa is better than Lokin Olav. So if you can get Malkus for it, so then this case could be a case of Malkus. Okay. Continues Tosfos. Tosfos says, if we could be assuming, right, if Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim could be talking about a case of Malkus and Motzi Shemra, that would have been better. What does that mean? He's not Malkus and Motzi Shemra? Case of Malkus and Motzi Shemra. Eishasish Shazinsa, we give her Asura for Malkus, so it's Malkus and Motzi Shemra. What's Tosfos saying? What does Malkus and Motzi Shemra mean? Anyone? Not Malkus, yeah. Avery?
When we hit the Baal.
The Malkus of the Baal. Malkus for being Motzi Shemra. That's what Tosfos is saying. Rav Ashi is interpreting that we're talking about Malkus of the Isha. You know, master her for Malkus, not for Misa. So comes Tosfos and says, if we could be talking about Malkus of the Baal, meaning he was Motzi Shemra on his wife, and then it turns out that the Edom are either Edom Zomim, the Edom he brought are Edom Zomim, or they're Edom Makhishim. Talked about the Rashi and Tosfos, the Hukchashu Zemizel, the Hukchashu Machmas Edom Achem, with the Rakhash of Tukitos, or these Edom themselves didn't line up properly. But something happens to the Edom, they're not acceptable anymore. Oh, so once they're not acceptable, then the Baal is punished. The Baal has to pay Knas of Meisloim, and he gets Malkus. Right? So says Tosfos, if we could be talking about Malkus of the Baal, Malkus of Motzi Shemra, that would be better. Why would that be better? It would be better because then it wouldn't be the Loki Ilchisa. You wouldn't have to assume that Lav Shenit and Lazarus Misas Bezin Lokin Olav. No, because we're not talking about the Malkus of the Baal is not Nitan Lasaras Misas Bezdin. He can't get Misa, he only gets Malkus. The Edom could get Misa. If they turn into Edom Zomim, then the Edom will get Misa because they wanted to kill the woman. But the Baal, even though he did, I mean, you can say he wanted to kill the woman, doesn't matter, but he didn't give Edus. He's not liable for the death penalty. He only gets Malkus. It says Tosfos, if we assume Ravashi, if Rav Ashi would have meant this, or if we assume Rav Ashi is talking about the Malkus of the Baal, not the Malkus of the woman, then it's better. Then we don't have to go the Loke Ilchus. If, but apparently Tosfos assumes Rav Ashi is not going on the Malkus of the Baal. He's talking about the Malkus of the Isha. Why? Why does Tosfos assume Rav Ashi is only talking about Malkus of the Isha? The answer is because the Lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like that. The Asuba Malkus Velo Asuba Ktala. The fact that the Gemara adds Velo Asuba Ktala, only Malkus and not Ktala, it sounds like there was an option of Ktala and we're not exercising that option of Ktala. So where's the option of Ktala? It's only within the woman. It's not for the man. So the Lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like Rav Ashi is talking about the Malkus of the Baal. It sounds like he's talking about the Malkus of the woman. In fact, this idea, whether we're talking about the Malkus of the woman or Malkus of the Baal, obviously was something that was unclear here. That's why there's a girsa problem here. Is it Asubay Malkus or Asuba Malkus? Bay would mean him. Ba is her. So it sounds like, you look at the Gemara, Asubay Malkus lo Asubay Ktal, it sounds like we're talking about being master of man. So the impression you get is we're talking about the Malkus of the Baal. But of course, that's very difficult because what's below Asu be Ktola? There's no Havamina to be master of the Baal with Ktola. That doesn't make any sense. So that's Taka why. Then the Masoras Hashas says Tzarech Lomar Ba. Taka have to say Ba. Because since it says below Asu blank Ktola, we add that second part. It has to be Ba because it can't be Bay. You can't be master of the Baal for Ktola. That's why we have to change the Girsa. And it's probably because of that that Tosfos says Rav Ashi obviously is talking about Malkus of the Girsa, not Malkus of the Baal. Because Malkus of the Baal, this line, Asubay Malkus, Asubay Ktola, doesn't make any sense. He can't be master of the Baal for Ktola. He doesn't get Ktola for Motzi Shemra. So let's talk about what the Chamra V'chaya says, that Tosfos assumes that we're talking about Malkus of the Isha, not Malkus of the Baal, because the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma like that. The Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma like that, because it is V'lo Asubay Ktola, V'lo Asubay Ktola. That doesn't make sense with the Malkus of the Baal, it only makes sense with the Malkus of the Isha. Okay, that's Pshat and Tosfos. Frank the Yad Ramah Okay, I understand why from the Lashon of the Gemara it's clear that we can't be talking about Malkus of the Baal, only we're talking about Malkus of the Isha, but why? Ravashi could have said that. Meaning, from the Lashon of the Gemara it's not Mashma like that, but why didn't Ravashi say that? He should have said, Kigonda Asu Be Malkus, period. Shouldn't have added Velo Asu Be Ktala. Okay, from his Lashon it sounds like he's talking about Malkus of the Isha and Malkus of the Baal. But he should have just said the Asu Be Malkus. He should have spoken about Malkus of the Baal. Ravashi himself is Shver. Forget about the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay, the Lashon of the Gemara is assuming Malkus of the Isha and Malkus of the Baal. Rav Ashi, though, could have been talking about Malkus of the Baal. Why didn't he establish the case to be talking about Malkus of the Baal? And then we wouldn't have had to rely on the Deya that Rav Shneid and Lazarus Mises Vez and Lokin Olav. We wouldn't have to say that it's only going according to that Deya. What is the Yad Ramai answer? Complicated answer, but it's right. It's a very sharp answer. Mr. Berli says the Yad Ramah, the Hainu Taim Ad Lamotzi Lukim Lababal Gufay. Rav Ashi couldn't have said that it's talking about the Malkus of the Baal. Not that he couldn't have, but he wouldn't have. Mishum Desov Sov, Al Korche Tzarech Lukuma Bid Lo Asuba Benara Ktala. You still have to interpret that they weren't Masra, the woman, the Nara Morasa for Ktala. They were only Masra for Malkus. It has to be that the Eidim that the Baal are bringing are going to say that we were Masra the girl from Malkus and Afiktala. Has to be. Why? Because if they were Masra the girl for Ktala, so then we should be afraid that it's going to lead to a Dina Nefashis case. There is a Dina Nefashis case over here. If they were Masra the girl for Ktala, so then how can we say that you don't need a Bezna 23? Everyone should say that we need a Bezna 23, because this is a Dina Nefashis case. And if they weren't master her, even for Malkus, so then why is the Baal going to be Chayev and Motzi Shemra? The Baal is Chayev, Malkus, and Motzi Shemra because he said that the girl was Mizana, and he brings Eidim. So what do these Eidim say? Right? The Eidim have to testify that they were master the girl in some way, that she'd be chayiv, right? That she'd be chayiv some kind of onesh. So then we say that if the Baal, if it turns out that the Eidim are machishim zezeh, or the Eidim are Eidim zomim, so now the Baal is going to be responsible. So what exactly is the case? The Eidim have to testify that they will master the girl for something. So if they will master the girl for Misa, so then how can anyone say that there's only a bezin of shlosh over here? Of course you need a bezin of 23. Right, because everyone is afraid of laws. That's what we're assuming. So if everyone is afraid of laws, then certainly you should need a Bezna of 23, because you have a Dina Nefashis case. So even the Mominus of Motzei Shemra should require a Bezna of 23. That's if they will master her for Misa. And if they will master her for Malkus, right? If they will master her for Misa, so then there's no Shaila that you need a Bezna of 23. If the Eidim were not master her, even for Malkus, so then the Baal can't be chayiv, because there was no Hasra B'chlal for any onus. She's not going to be chayiv anything. If the Eidim were master her for Misa, so then you should need a Bezna 23 even for the Mama, because this is a Dina Nefashis case. So once the Dina Nefashis case, so then you need 23 even for the Mama, because if not, then we're afraid. They're not going to judge the Dina Nefashis. They're not going to judge it with 23. They're not going to judge it with Chalal. So if it's a Dina Nefashis case, then even the Mama of Motzi Shem is going to require 23. What are you going to tell me, that the Eidim weren't master her Bechalal, even for Malkus? So then the Baal can't be Chayav Knas and Malkus for Motzi Shemra, because he's not called a Motzi Shemra. He's only called a Motzi Shemra if he brought Eidim that will master the woman, that she's going to be Chayav something. So what must be the case? It must be the case that the Baal brings Eidim who say that they will master the girl for Malkus and not for Misa. It has to be like that. Because if they weren't master of Bechalal, then the Baal's not going to be Chayav Malkus. If they were master for Misa, so then you should need Bezna 23 according to everyone. The only case where Rabbi Meir would say that you need a Bezna of 3, that's where the Eidim will master the girl only for Malkus and not for Ketala. So even if you tell me Rav Ashi should have said that we're talking about the Malkus of the Baal, Rabbi Meir and the Chacham should be arguing about the Malkus of the Baal, it's not going to help you very much, because you still have to be talking about a case where the Eidim were master of the girl for Malkus and Afikahola, And you have to assume that she would get an onesh of Malkus in such a case. You have to assume that Lav Shnit and Lav Sarsmi says best in Lokin Olav. Because if you wouldn't be Lokin Olav, then there's no Hasra over here. And if there's no Hasra, then the Baal can't be Chayav Malkus for being Motzi Shemer. So even if we're talking about the Malkus of the Baal, it doesn't matter. You still have to be going Shalok Elzazi. You still have to assume that Lav Shnit and Lav Sarsmi says best in Lokin Olav. So that's the answer of the Ramah. It's not that Ravashi has to be talking about the Malkus of the Isha, but the same Yisod that it has to be the Loka Ilchasa is still true even if he's talking about Malkus of the Baal. Because we still have to be talking about a case where they were master the girl for Malkus and not for Ktala. So why should she be Chayev for Malkus in such a case? Unless you hold it. Lav Shnit and Lav Sarsmi says Bez, then Lokin Olav. Okay, that's the Yad Ramah's answer. Questions? Yeah.
What did the
Eden
give Hasra for losing
the Ksuba? Hasra for losing the Ksuba? What does that mean? No. The Eden, the Baal is bringing Eden. He gave Hasra to the woman not to do what she was doing, not to be Mizanah.
Because if you're Mizanah,
you'll lose your Ksuba. Does that make sense? What's the Onesh? The Onesh, we're talking about an Onesh and the Gufa Isha. It's either Miso or Malkus. Those are the two options. Losing the Ksuba, that's a consequence, but that's not an Onesh. It's not an Onesh. So I want to suggest a different reason, a lumdisha reason. Another reason Ravashi couldn't be talking about Malkus of the Baal. He chose not to talk about Malkus of the Baal. Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim couldn't be talking about Malkus of the Baal. Why not? Why does the Baal get Malkus for Motzi Shemra? What's the Malkus for? Right, so being Motzi Shemra, someone says Lashon Hara against someone else, someone is Motzi Shemra. There is a lav of Loselech Rachel Ba'amecha. So one option is to say that when the Baal is Motzi Shemra against his wife, he's Loka because of Loselech Rachel Ba'amecha. He's Loka on that lav. That's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it is that maybe the Baal, when he gets Malkus and Motzi Shemra, it's not for the lav of Loselech Rachel Ba'amecha, but rather it's Exeras HaKosev. The pasuk says, "V'yisur osa, v'yisur osa va'anshu osa me'er kesef." V'yisur osa. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Ksubas in the fourth parak says that the Baal gets Malkus. The word v'yisur osa, the words v'yisur osa means that we give him Malkus. So maybe the Baal is not getting Malkus for the lav at all. The lav of Motzi Shemra. He's getting Malkus mitam v'yisur osa. A gzeras akosa that the Baal gets Malkus, not for a lav. That he gets Malkus, not because he violated the lav. He gets Malkus for the Hotzah Shemra, not for violating the lav, but for the Etzim Hotzah Shemra, not connected to a lav. It's Xeris HaKosi. Now, what kind of a strange idea is this? Where do we see a hint to such an approach that the Baal gets Malkus and Motzi Shemra mitam v'yisroso, and not because he violated the lav? So some suggest that the Ritfin Makkah seems to allude to this. The Ritvan Makkos quotes a kasha of Tosis and Tmura. It's just the Ritva reads a little bit easier, so instead of giving the Tosis and Tmura, it's probably just easier to read the Ritva straight. What's the kasha of Tosis and Tmura? We know, we paskin, that Lav Shein B'maisa ain't Lokin Olav. That you don't get Malkus for Lav Shein B'maisa. It's the Machlokas Tana, but we paskin, you don't get Malkus for Lav Shein B'maisa. But there are certain exceptions to the rules, to the rule. Lav sheba maisa and lokin olav chutz mi nishba meimar makalas chaver b'shem. There are three exceptions: nishba, someone who swears falsely; meimar tmura, someone who takes a carbon, right? He takes a behemoth that's niskadesh, that's a carbon, and he wants to exchange the kedusha for a different carbon. He wants a different animal for a different animal. He wants a different animal to have the kedusha of this carbon, and the carbon should not be kadosh. The halacha is v'hayahu usmaraso yia kodesh, that both animals become kodesh. That's the lav of tmura. It's the lav of dibur. There's no maisa. There's lav shein bo maisa. The exception is that you get malkus. The rule is you get malkus for that. And makalas chaver b'shem is the third example. Makalas chaver b'shem Hashem. Also, it's a lav of dibur, but you get malkus for that. You know, it's a lav shein bo maisa. These are the three exceptions. Nishbo meimer makalas chaver b'shem. So ask Tosis and Tmura, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan, who lists all these exceptions, why doesn't he mention Eidim Zomim and Motzi Shemra too? Edom Zomim Motzi Shema are two examples where you get Malkus, even though it's a lav Shema Maisa. Edom Zomim, that's Edom Shaka, Lasana Breacha Ed Shaka. Lav Shema Maisa, it's only Bedibur. Motzi Shemra, Loselech Rochel Bar Mecha, it's a lav Shema Maisa, and yet you get Malkus for Edom Zomim and for Motzi Shemra, so why not mention that as well? Not just Nishba Memra Makas Chaver B'Shem, but even Edom Zomim and Motzi Shemra. Says the Ritva in Makas Vitirtsum, quotes from Tosin Tumur, Dloboy le Mifresh Hassam, le Farish Hassam, Elahani de lo Mafarishi Kolkakalokin. Rabbi Yochanan only chooses those three items that you get Malkus, Mitam, that you get Malkus, but the Pasuk doesn't say Beferish that you get Malkus. There's just a lav in the Pasuk. We don't know that you get Malkus. It's just the rule generally is that when you have a lav, you get Malkus. If there's an Azhar, you get Malkus for it. So now we know that you don't get Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and says there are exceptions to the rule that you can get Malkus even for Lav Shein B'Maisa. So he only mentions those examples where it doesn't say Beferish in the Pasuk that you get Malkus for that Aveira. It's just a Lav. So he's saying it's just a Lav, but there are exceptions to the rule where even though the Lav is Ein B'Maisa, you still get Malkus for it. But Edom Zomim and Motzi Shemra Mefurash in Hay. But Edom Zomim and Motzi Shemra, it's Mefurash in the Pasuk that you get Malkus. Motzi Shemra min v'Yisro. So Edom Zomim min v'Hitzdiku. Edom Zomim, it says v'Hitzdiku as Tzadik v'Shu as Harasha v'Hayim bin Akos Harasha. That's the Mokar. The Gemara on the Bezim and Bezim Makkah says that's the Mokar that Edom Zomim get Malkus. And we'll get to this on the Yud. We're going to get back to it. What that Pasuk means. Not for now. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that Edom Zomim get Malkus, not from the Lav, it's a special Gzeres HaKosov. And Motzi Shemra as well, the Yisru also, from that we learn a Gzeres HaKosov that the Baal gets Malkus and Motzi Shemra. It's not that it's Stam he's getting Malkus for the Lav, it's a Gzeres HaKosov that he's getting Malkus, a special Gzeres HaKosov. So these are not mentioned as part of the exceptions to the rule because there's a different Mokar for the Malkus. A different mocker for the Malkus. It sounds like it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Yisur also is a Gzeres HaKosov that the Baal gets Malkus and Motzi Shemra. He's not getting Malkus just for the love. He's not getting Malkus just for the love. This is how the Brisker Rav in Tumura explains this Tosfos. That Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomim get Malkus because of a Gzeres HaKosov, not because of the love. That's why they're not listed together with the other exceptions, because the other exceptions, there's no Gzeres HaKosov. These are really exceptions to the rule, where you're getting Malkus for the Lav, and yet it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. That's not an exception. But if you have a Gzeres HaKosov that you're getting Malkus for a specific Pasuk, okay, it's not an exception to the rule. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. A Gzeres HaKosov is always an exception to the rule. So that's not mentioned together with the other examples. So according to the Yesod of the Brisker Rav, maybe this is another answer we can give. Why Rav Ashi didn't establish the Machlokas or Yemei HaChachamim to be talking about the Malkus of the Baal? Why didn't he establish it to be talking about the Malkus of the Baal? Well, what does he say? Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim argue with the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan, where the Malkus requires Esam or Shlosha, or it only requires Shlosha. And that's what Rav Ashi says. Now, what's Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim arguing about? Why does Rabbi Shmuel say that Malkus be'esim u'shlosha? Why? So we said yesterday, Rav Ashi is assuming Rabbi Shmuel, right? Rabbi Shmuel holds Malkus be'esim u'shlosha because Malkus makom miso medes. Malkus is in place of miso. That's what Mibnei sheyesh bo din nefashos means in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say that Motzi Shemra is be'esim u'shlosha because Malkus makom miso medes. It is din and nefashos. It's like a din and nefashos. Why is Malkus makom miso medes? So Rashi explains, because someone who violates a lav of the Torah, he really should be put to death. Really should be put to death. If over a memer derachmana, he violated memer derachmana, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came into over al azaras boru, roi hu lamas, he really should be put to death. So Malkus is the knas that we give him. Right? Malkus is the misa that we give him for violating the lav. So if you learn like the Brisker Rav's understanding of Tosfos and Tumura, the Malkus of the Baal is not for a lav. Malkus of the Baal is for Gzeres HaKosov. The Yisr also. He was Motzi Shemra, so on the Hotzoa Shemra there's Gzeres HaKosov, we give him Malkus. It's not for the lav. So if it's not for the lav, it's not b'makom misa. That malchus is not b'makom misa. It's a gzeres hakosov that he gets malchus for the hotzah shema. It's not b'makom misa. Malchus is only b'makom misa if the malchus is because he violated the laws. If he went against what the Torah says, that's why you're giving him the malchus. That malchus is b'makom misa. If that malchus is b'makom misa, maybe it needs a bez and a bez and a shlosha. But if the malchus of motzi shema is not because he violated the law, it's not because he violated the law of lo selech rachel ba'amecha, but rather it's mitam v'yisrael, so it's exeris akosov. So then it's not due to the law, then it's not b'makom misa. If it's not b'makom misa, so then there's no havamina that the chachamim would say for that malchus you need esem u'shlosha. For that malchus, even the chachamim would say, Rabbi Shmuel would say, that you don't need esem u'shlosha. Because it's not b'makom misa. It's not b'makom misa because it's not due to the fact that he violated the law. Okay? So maybe that's why Rav Ashi didn't establish the machogas for every man. The chachamim, we're talking about the malchus of the baal. Because the malchus of the baal is a special malchus. It breaks through, it's a special malchus, not due to the lav. So if it's not due to the lav, that couldn't be the reason why the chachamim hold that you need a bezdin of esem shlosha. Because you only need a bezdin of esem shlosha, it's a malchus of makom misa. It's a makom misa if you violated the lav. But if the malchus of motzi shema is not due to the violation of the lav, then you wouldn't need a bezdin of esem shlosha for such a malchus. Yaakov?
If you remember Abaye's explanation, I think it was Abaye of Gzir Shavar Rasha Rasha, then this idea wouldn't...
Rav Ashi is not working with Abaye's
correct.
Explanation anyway.
Ramah, so right. That's another reason potentially why
correct.
It would have to go like
Rav. Exactly. Yes.
I thought Rava said that Misa Makom
Nipashis Omedes. Makom Misa Omedes, but why is it Makom Misa Omedes? So Rashi says because he violated the law. So he violated the law. He went against the Torah's words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, so that's why he really deserves Misa. So this is a type of Misa. The Malchus is the Misa in this context. But if the Malchus of Motzi Shema is not due to the violation of the Lav, so then it's not Omei B'Makom Misa, so there's no Havamina you should need a Bez Neves and Mishlosha for that. Shalom?
Wouldn't he need 23 for a Lok-Lok? All the other Malchus?
Why? Why? If it's not B'Makom Misa, so why would you need 23?
It's
a low plug, so because we're afraid you're not going to use the best investment shlosha for the other malchus, for the other cases of malchus. And I hear the taina, but I'm not sure that you'd apply a low plug in this case. Not sure. Okay. Rav Ashi is still difficult, though. The Mefarshim point out Rav Ashi's pshat is probably the most difficult pshat in the whole sugya. First of all, to say that the machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is dependent on the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan that wasn't even mentioned in the Mishnah yet. That's a later machlokes in the Mishnah. First, Rabbi Meir argue about the Besen of Motzi Shemra. Then Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim argue about what the Makas is Besen of Shlosha or Shlosha. So to say Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about Motzi Shemra are arguing about a later machlokes in the Mishnah that hasn't even been mentioned yet, that's very difficult. What's more, if you say Rabbi the Machlokas of Meir and the Chachamim about Motzi Shemra is the same Machlokas as Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim about Makas, that is B'Shlosha, B'Esem B'Shlosha, so what are you saying? There are two Machlokas in the Mishnah that basically are the same thing. That's difficult to say. Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about some other Machlokas we have in a different Masechta, or some other Braisa later on, Hasra, or something like that. That's different. But to say that there are two machlokas in the Mishnah, mamish, line after line, a couple of lines separating them, no line separating them, the very next machlokas, right? First, Rabbi Meir and the Chacham are arguing about Matzi Shemra, and then Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham argue about Makas. They're arguing about the same thing, line after line? It's very difficult. To say Rabbi Meir and the Chacham are just arguing about the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim in the very next line of the Mishnah, it's very difficult. So we can understand Rav Ashi's pshat. We worked on understanding his pshat, but it still remains a very, very difficult pshat. And of course, as Rashi and Tosas both say, the way Rav Ashi explains of Meir and the Chachamim, it's below Kehilchasa, because it's going like that day that holds you can get Malkas, Taka for a Labas, Nidin Las Haras Mises Bezdin, which is also below Kehilchasa. It's very difficult. Rav Ashi's pshat still remains very difficult. Even if you work at it and try to understand the details of his pshat, but fitting it into the Mishnah, it is definitely a Dachok Pshat. Okay. Let's move on to the next pshat in the Gemara. Ravina Amar ki gon shenim sechem in ha'edim karva pasal. Kamif lagi befluta de Rabbi Yosi v'Rebbe aliba de Rebbe Akiva. Ravina is a new pshat. The Rabbi Meir l'chachamim, the machlogas of Meir l'chachamim b'motzi shema where the b'esim ha'shlosha b'shlosha, that's the machlogas Rabbi Yosi and Rebbe aliba de Rebbe Akiva in the Mishnah Makkos. Did not, it says in the Mishnah Makkos, the Gemara here from Tesam Adal to Tesam Bezim is going to quote a whole, not a whole Mishnah, but a lot of the Mishnah Makkos. We have to learn this Mishnah well. Rabbi Akiva omer labosh lishi ela lahachmer olav lasos dino kiyotze be'elu. Labosh lishi, what does it mean labosh lishi? So Rashi quotes the Pasuk. Pasuk says, al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. The Pasuk is makish shnayim l'shlosha. There's a comparison between a kat of edim that has only two edim in it and a kat of edim that has three. Bekiva says, Labosh Lishi, Elo Lahachmar Lablasos Dino Kiyotze Ba'elu. That the purpose of mentioning Shlosha, what do you need Shlosha for? You said, Al Pishnei Edim Yumas Hameis, Al Pishnei Edim Yokum Dover, that should be enough. What do you need Shlosha for? Of course, Shlosha is like Shnayim. At least two Edim have to be in the carpet. You can have three or four or five or 100. Why do you need Shnayim or Shlosha? What's the Hegesh coming to tell me? Zokter Bekiva, it's coming to be Machmer. Machmer on the Shlishi. Lasos dino kiyotze ba'elu. That the third aid, if they become Edim Zomim, he's punished as well. It's not only the two Edim that we need, the first two Edim, but even the third aid is going to be punished as well. Elalahachmer Olav says Rashi, Litin Chomer be'ede sheker sheshlishi ze avabish lohi ze nidon al piv lemisa. Shari bishnaim she'idu tchila nami hoya nidon. We didn't need the third guy. Because two Edim can also be Mechayev the Nidam, the Misa. Afiluachi osa kosev es dino ki otze be'elu. The chiddush of the Torah is that the third individual is Nera Kemosa. Shloshtan Neherogin. All three of them are going to be killed. Shloshtan Lokin. Right? All three of them are punished for whatever onish they wanted to give to the Nidam. In Cain on a Shakosav is Hanipala over Avera, Kovre Avera, Lachas Kam Vakama, Shisham Skar, Hanipala, Osamitsuk, Osamitsu. The Kiva says that the Shlishi is Nara Kamosan because he's Nipala over Avera. He's Nipal, he's subordinate, he's attached to the Ovre Avera. Nipala over Avera is Kovre Avera. So he says Nipala Osamitsu. Torah in the positive realm, it's going to give Skar to Nipala Osamitsuk, Osamitsu. Rebbe Kiva's Shita. That the Shlishi is Nera Kamosim, he's punished because he's Nibbala over Aver. And then he also adds another halacha. Mashnaim Nimsechem Yam Karva Pasla Dusim Betela, Avshlosh Nimsechem Yam Karva Pasla Dusim Betela. Rebbe Kiva says that the Hekesh of Shnaim Avshlosh is teaching me two things. First of all, that a Nibbala over Aver is punished like the over Aver, that they're all punished together, even the third one. And secondly, that Nimsechem Yam Karva Pasla Dusim Betela, that even if you only need the first two, you don't need the edus of the third one. If the third one is a karav or a pasul, then it'll be mevata the whole kat. If you treat them as one unit, and even if the third one is a karav or a pasul, it'll be mevata the whole kat. Umenayin shafilu meya, tamalomar edim zokter bakiva, even meya nimsechem a karav or a pasul, it isn't the tailor. Amar abiyosi, bamedvam amur, bedini nefashes. Al bedini mamanis is kaim edus bishar. Zokter abiyosi, the din of Nimtzecham Yom Karva Pasla Yusuf Vetela only applies to Dine Nefashas, not to Dine Mamanis. That's his Shita. By Dine Mamanis, we don't say Nimtzecham Yom Karva Pasla Yusuf Vetela. Rabbi Omer, Echa Dine Mamanis Ve'echa Dine Nefashas. Rabbi says, no, Nimtzecham Yom Karva Pasla applies even to Dine Mamanis. But Ve'emus says, Dr. Rabbi, Bizman Shehisu Bohen. The only time that Nimtzecham Yom Karva Pasla, that the Shlishi was Karva Pasla, will pass the whole Kat, that's Bizman Shehisu Bohen. Says Rashi, Hakarav or Hapostle, but over Avera, if the Karav Apostle is in Masur, but over Avera, Shegilu Daitam Shaafhem Nasim Edim, it's a Megaladas that they want to be Edim, the Neskavnu Lahoy, they want to testify here, that's why they gave Hasra, so then they can be Mavatal, the Edis of the Kat, even by He's talking about dinin nefashas. Hisu b'ha means dinin nefashas. If niskavnu lahoy, they gave the hasra by dinin nefashos, then nimtzachem and karva pasla dusim b'teila. And Rebbe would say that by dinin mamanis, there is no hasra by dinin mamanis. By dinin mamanis, they have to be miskavin lahoy, presumably, in order to be part of the kat. In order to be part of the kat. Aval bisman shlo hisu b'hen, Rebbe says, if lo hisubahen, if they're not niskavnu lahoid, so then the Karva Pasla is not going to be mevatel the eidus hakat. Two brothers see someone who's harigas hanefesh, if they don't have kavanah lahoid, they're not going to be mevatel the eidus of other people who see that they were harigas hanefesh. That's the Mishnah in Markus. So comes Rashi here on Testament Beis and says, "Shiro be'echad sharagas hanefesh, upluga de Reb Meir v'rabbona nami gonchin imtzeachem in hashlosha karav apostle v'ra v'shasak v'lo hisu." What's the case? Zok Ravina, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are talking about the following ukimta, that you had three eidim, nimtzeachem em karav apostle, the eidim who were made on the woman that she was mizana, who claim, like they testify about the woman that she was mizana. So there were more than two Eidim, there were three Eidim. And the third was a Karav apostle, but he wasn't Masra in the woman. The others were Masra. For Misa, not for Malkus. We're talking about that, going back to that, they were Masra for Misa. The Masra that she's gonna be Chayev Misa. This third individual was not Masra. So if this third individual was not Masra, Rebbe holds that Nimtzachem and Karav apostle Dusan Batel doesn't apply. Rebbe expands the din of Nimtzeachem and Karav Pasla even to din in Mamanis, but he limits the din by din in Afoshos, he limits that to Eidim that are Masra. If you're not Masra, so then you're not going to pass the Kanat. So that's what we're talking about, where this third individual who's a Karav Apostle was not Masra. Rebbe Meir Savala Kerebiosi Dama B'din in Afoshos Loshna Hisav Loshna Shasak Edusa Metela. Rebbe holds that you have to be Masra in order to be Mevatel the Kanat. Rabbi Yossi argues against Rebbe and says not only is there no din of Nimtzeachem and Karav Apostle Edusim B'Teila by din in Mamanus, the Karav Apostle will not be Mevatel the Eidus Hakat, but by din in Nefashos, the Karav Apostle will be Mevatel the Eidus Hakat even if he's not Masra. Rebbe says that by din in Nefashos, the only time that the Karav Apostle will be Mevatel the Eidus Hakat is if he's Masra. Rabbi Yossi says even if he's not Masra. Rameir holds like Rabbi Yossi that by din and nefashos, even if lo hisra, the Karav Apostle will be mevatel the eidus hakat. Rabbanan tzavi k'rebi, and the Rabbanan hold like Rebbe, deichad d'shasak, this guy made this b'shar, u'mikdala. So that's the shaila. Rabbi Meir says that motzi shemer is b'shlosha, because he goes like Rabbi Yossi, right, that will say nimtzeachem and Karav Apostle edusim b'teila by din and nefashos, even if the Karav Apostle is not master. So there is the potential for din and nefashos in this case. Even if the shlishi, even if the Karav Apostle was not master, this can lead to din and nefashos, because he's not going to be mevatel the eidus hakat. So that's why Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Meir k'Rabbi Yossi, that by din and nefashos, by din nefashos, even if he was not master, he will be mevatel the eidus hakat. Nochamo. Rabbi Yossi says that nimtzeachem em karav apostle edusim b'teila by din nefashos, even if he was not master. Right. So the eidus hakat is batel. If the eidus hakat is batel, then it can't lead to din nefashos. It can only be mechayev din mamanas. So that's why it's enough to have a bezin of shlosha. And the chachamim go like Rebbe that if he's not master, then we won't say nimtzeachem em karav apostle edusim b'teila. So the kat is not batel. If the kat is not batel, it can lead to din nefashos. So if it can lead to din nefashos, even the mamanis of motzi shemer is going to require esem u'shlosha. Okay, this is Ravina's pshat within the machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. Okay, clear? Questions? Okay. So we have to understand this Mishnah. We have to take a moment. More than just a moment, but you have to take the time to really understand these different shittas. There's a lot here in this Mishnah. The Bekiva says, "Labosh lishi ela lahachmir olav." Loboshlishi. What is this? Is just a statement Rabbi Akiva had in the Mishnah? Is he responding to something? Is he going on something? Well, what's Rabbi Akiva going on? So Rabbi Akiva is going on Rabbi Shimon's statement. Rabbi Shimon got the ball rolling there in the Mishnah and Marcus. So if you have a Gemara Marcus, let's turn to the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah in its context. The Mishnah says, "Al pishnayim edim or shlosha edim yumas ames." Imiskayem esayidus pishnayim lama perid akasa b'shlosha. That's the kasha that all Tanaim are talking about. What do you need shnayim or shlosha? Why do you need to mention shlosha if it already says shnayim? Ela lahakish. Ma shlosha mezimin es hashnayim, af hashnayim yizomu yozumu es hashlosha. So the Tanakama, who's not... Tanakama holds that shlosha can be mazim shnayim, and shnayim can be mazim shlosha, as long as you have a kat of edim. We don't say, oh, three against two, the three wins. No. They both have a koach, trei kimeya, they both have equal koach. That's the Tanakama. Shimon Omer, Mashnaim Einam Nerogim Ad Shiyu Shneim Zomim, Af Shlosha Einam Nerogim Ad Shiyu Shloshan Zomim. Minayin Afilu Melech, Talmud Lomer Eidim. Reb Shimon says, Eina Eidim Nasan Zomim Ad Shiyu Zomu Kulam. But the Eidim don't become Eidim Zomim until the entire cut is Huzam. Right, if three Eidim come and testify, and then there's another cut of Eidim, right, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And then there's another cut of Eidim that come and say that Reuven and Shimon were with us on the same day. We don't know what happened. We don't know if the Eidus itself happened. But Imanu Ha'isim B'makom Ploni, you, Reuven and Shimon, were with us, so you can't testify. So they become Zomim. But these other individuals don't know about the Shlishim. Comes Reb Shimon and says that even the first two are not going to become Zomim. Eino Eidim Nasan Zomim Achi Zomu Kula. Not only B'Shnayim, but even B'Shlosha. The fact that Einar Eidim Nasan Zomim Achi Zomu Kulam, if there are only two who testify, that's obvious, because if only one becomes an Eid Zomim, so then that's not a full Kat, right? It's not a full Kat. Then the Kat is not becoming Eidim Zomim. The Eidus is Batel, and that's it. But the fact that Einar Eidim Nasan Zomim Achi Zomu Kulam, even if they're Shlosha, you don't need the third individual to make the Kat. So it's a Chiddush that we treat it all as one Kat, the Maka Shlosha Lishnayim. And we say that in order for them to become Eidim Zomim, all three of them have to become Eidim Zomim. It's not enough for the two to become Eidim Zomim. Rebbe Akiva Omer, Labah Shlishi Lahokel, Ela Lahachmer Olav. Zokter Rebbe Akiva, on top of Reb Shimon, he says the Pasuk is not coming to be Mekel. Reb Shimon holds the Pasuk is coming to be Mekel. That Eino Eidim Nasin Zomim, Machi Zomu Kulam. So the third one can save them. That's a big Kula. Rebbe Akiva comes and says, no. Shlishi, the shlosha in the pasuk, is not coming to be mekel, but rather to be machmir. Lasos dino ki yotze be'elu. That the shlosha is going to be punished just like the shnayim. Right? The pasuk is onash lenitpala over avera, kovri avera. To be machmir. And also, the hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim is coming to tell me the nimsechem em kava pasla dusim b'teila, even by shlosha. Now that's not a chumra, that's a kula. Right? It could be a chumra or a kula, right? In Dini Mamanis, it's going to be a chumra and a kula, because chumra lezeh is a kula lezeh. But in Dini Nefashos, that's a kula. The Kiva first says that Shlosha, the Ekish of Shlosha Shnayim, is not coming to be Mekel, it's coming to be Machmir. What's the chumra? The chumra is that the third one is punished just like the other two. But then he also is Nimzechem Em Karva Pasle Dusim B'Teva. Okay, so these are the three halachas that we're going to focus on. Reb Shimon's halacha that ain't Eidim Nasan Zomim Achi Zomu Kulam. The Bekiva's two halachas, first of all, that Af Shlishi Nenash Pishnayim. Osa Akosov Nipala Over Averika Over Avera. That's one. And Nimsechem Kavaposla do some attack. And on that, there's a machlokas tanoim where the nimsach and kara pasul edus and betayla applies only to dinei nefashos or even to dinei mamis. That's the Mishnah. So what we have to first understand is whether these tanoim are really arguing. Does Rabbi Akiva argue against Rabbi Shimon, or does he only add to Rabbi Shimon? Does Rabbi Shimon argue against Rabbi Akiva, or he just said his halacha, but he would agree to Rabbi Akiva's halachas too? Are they arguing with each other, or are they just being mosif on each other? That's the first issue that the Rishonim on the sugya talk about. Is Rabbi Akiva adding to Rabbi Shimon, or is he arguing against Rabbi Shimon? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say in Makkos? Rashi says Rabbi Akiva is moded to Rabbi Shimon. He's just adding to him. There's a hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim. So Rashi says, "Memele yadina and chain zon machi zon makulam shari kulam ke'echad nasu edim." Ukras k'siv v'hine ed sheker ha'ed. V'hine ed sheker ha'ed. V'hine ed sheker ha'ed sheker ana ba'achiv. Asisim makash zon lasas la'achiv. The pasuk of edim zon says, "V'hine ed sheker ha'ed." Ed sheker, one ed? Ed sheker? No, ed sheker. The Torah always refers to two edim b'loshon ed. Right? If it says eid echad, so then it's one eid. But eid just means kat of eidim. So v'hine eid sheker ha'eid means that the kat is proven to be an eid sheker. It's proven to be an eidim, a kat of eidim zomim. So zot Rashi, it's obvious that eino eidim nasin zomim achi zomu kulam. You don't need the hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim to tell me that eino eidim nasin zomim achi zomu kulam. Rabbi Akiva's loshon sounds like he's saying, Reb Shimon, you're wrong. The hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim is not coming to tell me l'kula. It's coming to tell me l'chumra. So if you look at the Mishnah Kipshuto, you get the impression Rabbi Akiva argues against Reb Shimon. So says Rashi, no, he's not arguing. He's just being mosif. What he's saying is your interpretation of the hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim is incorrect. That's not coming to be Mekel. It's coming to be Machmir. It's not coming to be Mekel to say ena eidim nasin zomim achi zom l'kulam. It's not necessary to tell me that. I know that anyway. That's Rabbi Akiva's statement. He's not arguing against Rabbi Shimon. He's saying, I don't need the hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim to tell me what you're saying. Because once the pasuk says, v'hinei et sheker ha'ed, so obviously, eid sheker, the whole kat has to be an eid sheker. The whole kat has to be determined to be eidim zomim in order for the din eidim zomim to be chal. Rabbi Akiva's not saying I argue against you, Reb Shimon. He's saying I don't need the hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim. The hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim is not telling me what you think it's telling me, because it's pashut like that. It's pashut. V'hinei ed sheker ha'ed. The whole kat has to be edim zomim in order for the din edim zomim to be chal. So what's the hekesh of shlosha l'shnayim telling me? Rabbi Akiva, it's telling me two other halachas. First, it's telling me to be machmer that the nitpala over aveira is punished over aveira. We punish the third one too. And it's also telling me that Nimsechem Em Karva Posel Edusim B'Teila. That's Rashi and Makkos. Rabbi Akiva is not arguing against Rabbi Shimon, he's being Mosif. He's saying that the Hekesh of Shnayim L'Shlosh is not necessary to teach me Rabbi Shimon's din. I know that from V'hinei Et Sheker Ho'ed. Who disagrees with Rashi? Who says Rabbi Akiva Tak is arguing against Rabbi Shimon? And he would hold that the Edom can become Edom Zomim once two of them are Huzmu, even if the third one is not an Edom Zomim. Anyone? Who says that? Yes. Tosfos. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, right here in the Sugya. Let's eat Tosfos together. Lobash lishi lahakel olav, ela lahachmir olav. Ad Reb Shimon koi. Diktani b'perakam ha'demakas le'el mehach, Reb Shimon omer ma'shnayim e'inei rogin ha'shiyu shneim zomim av shlosha. As those as Motzi Lameimar the Polig ad the Reb Shimon. Maybe Reb Akiva Taka argues against Reb Shimon. Usfir Leid in Erogin Alav Yishayin Shlosh Den Zomim. Reb Akiva might say that the Hekesh Shlosh Lashnaim is not teaching me that Eino Eidim Nasin Zomim Achi Zomu Kulam. This portion not true. Maybe the Shnaim can become Eidim Zomim even if the third is not Huzam. Why? Asava dein lakish shlosh lishnayim linyan zeh. The Bekiva might hold that we're not makish shlosh lishnayim regarding Rav Shimon's halacha. The kevin lechsev asisim makasher zomam. We do to the Edom Zom what they wanted to do to someone, to the Nidon. If two Edom are Zomim, if they try to kill, they try to punish the Nidon, they don't need the third one to accomplish what they set out to do. So there's Zomimu Larog. They were Zomimu Lahanish. Right? They were Zomim. They thought, they tried, they had a ratzon to punish the Nidah, and they could have succeeded. If they weren't turned into Edom Zomim, they would have succeeded. The Bekiva might say that if that's the case, then they become Edom Zomim. Just because there's a third member of the Katz, so what? Once the two have the power to accomplish what they set out to do, if the Mechayev of Edom Zomim is the Ratzon to punish the Nidon, so the two individuals had the Ratzon to punish the Nidon, and they could have accomplished it too. Because two Edom are considered a full Kat. So what that there's a third guy, that there's a Nitpam? So what that there's a third individual? I don't need the third individual's Edus to make them into Edom Zomim, to accomplish what the Edom Zomim set out to do, so the two can become Edom Zomim, even if the third one is not Huzam. Reb Shimon's halacha might be incorrect. Not like Rashi and Makas. But Bekuntres Pirish Remakas Lobo Shlishi Lahakla Lov Lahakla Lov Lo Tzarach Kra Dechsev V'hine Eid Sheker Ha'ed Demashva Kol Ha'edus V'hine Erog And Adchi Yizom Akula V'lobo Akosav Ela Lahachmer Alov. Rashi says, Reb Akiva is saying that the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha is only coming to be Machmer. It's not necessary to teach me Rav Shimon's halacha. Not that Rav Shimon's halacha is wrong, but it's not necessary to teach me that halacha because I already know that from V'hinei et Sheker Ha'ed. Comes Tosfos and says, no, Rav Akiva might argue against Rav Shimon. He might say it's posha not true. Maybe the Edom can be Nasim Zomim with only two. You don't need Achi Zomukula. Rav Akiva might argue against Rav Shimon's halacha. Okay, that's one machlokas in the Rishon. Does Reb Akiva argue against Reb Shimon, or is he just mosif on him? Does he say that I don't need the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha to teach me Reb Shimon's halacha? Or does he say, no, Reb Shimon is taka wrong, because once the Shnayim are Zomim Ulasos, then they can become Edom Zomim even without the third one. What's the din in the opposite direction? Would you say Reb Shimon is moded to Reb Akiva, or does he argue against Reb Akiva? What do you think? What's the svar? What's the simple svar? Does he argue or does he agree? What is Reb Shimon's halacha based on? Reb Shimon says, "Ein oid nasin zom machi zom akulam." What's it based on, Avery?
He's arguing because.
What's it based on?
His rule is based on al pishnayim ushlosha. That's where Rabbi Akiva gets his rules from. But Rabbi Shimon's already using it for something, so he couldn't agree.
He's using it for something else, meaning he's telling me another halacha, but maybe he could agree to the other two halachas too.
Where did he get them from?
Well, where does he get his halacha from?
Al pi shnayim ushlosha.
Ah, from the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha. What is that Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha telling me? Yonatan, you have something?
I'll go see what he's saying.
What's the Hekesh of Shnayim Ushlosha telling me? L'chor, what it's telling me is that the Shlosha, the Shlishi, is part of the Kat. Right? Reb Shimon's halacha that Eino Edom Nasin Zom Ma'at Shizom Akulam is basically telling me that the Shlishi is a chelik of the Kat. So if he's a chelik of the Kat, then you can't pronounce the first two as Edom Zomim until the whole Kat is Huzam. That's basically what his halacha is telling me. So why can't his halacha include the other two dinim as well? Rabbi Akiva's halachas as well. They're also based on the fact that the Shlishi is part of the Kat. He's nitpel to the Ovrei Aveira. So he's punished like the Ovrei Aveira because he's part of the Kat. And if he's a Karav Apostle, he'll be Mevatel the Kat. So Misvara, it would seem as though Reb Shimon could agree to Reb Akiva. Because what's the basis of his halacha? His halacha is based on the fact that the Hekesh of Shnayim Rishlosh is teaching me something. It's teaching me that the Shlishi is part of the Kat. So the Shlishi is part of the Kat. Then he can be part of the Kat to say that they all have to become Zomim in order for anyone to become Zomim. Even the Shlishi can be punished like the Shnayim. And if the Shlishi is a Karav Apostle, he'll be Mevatel the Edus of the Kat. So let's talk about what the Ran says. The Ran himself suggests, Reb Shimon doesn't argue against Reb Akiva. He would agree to Reb Akiva's halachas too, but he says his own halacha. He doesn't argue, he just says his own halacha, but he would agree to all three halachas. Because they're all based on the same thing. That's what the Ran suggests. Lav lemeimer de Tanakama polegalei de Reb Akiva b'hach drosha. He's not arguing. Ela de Reb Akiva dorish shashlishi v'alahach melasos dino kiyotze be'elu. The Tanakama dorish lo'okel lasas hashlosha kishnayim kishlo huzam hashlishi. Aval hu adin the Tanakama islay de Reb Akiva the kevan de makish gimel lebei is hachanami islay lakushe shnayim legimel. Shem nimtze echamim karv apostol edusim b'teila. If he holds of one halach, he should hold of all the halachas, because they're all based on the same thing. They're all based on a hekesh of shnayim l'shlosha. They're all based on the fact that the shlishi is part of the kat. So if he's part of the kat to say that you can't define anyone as edim zomim until they're all defined as edim zomim, he should be part of the kat to punish him as well. He should be part of the kat to mivatel the edus as well. That's what the Ran suggests. What's the problem with that approach from the lashon of our sugya? I know some of you may have not seen the Ran, but just from the lashon of our sugya, Ravina's usage of the Mishnah in Makkos for Agimar, the lashon of Agimar, what's the problem with this pshat in the Ran that the Ran himself is sensitive to? Ravina says what? The machlokes Rabbi Meir Chachamim is the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Aliba de Rebbe Akiva. And then he quotes Rebbe Akiva, he quotes Rebbe Yossi, he quotes Rebbe. What's the problem with that lashon? Three words. Aliba de Rebbe Akiva. Exactly. Aliba de Rebbe Akiva. What he's saying, Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe's machlokes, Aliba de Rebbe Akiva, that's the machlokes Rebbe Meir Nechachanim. Aliba de Rebbe Akiva? If you say Reb Shimon agrees that Nimtzach Hamim Karva Pasle Dusan B'Teila, because Reb Shimon holds that all the halachas of the Mishnah are just based on the same yesod, that the hekesh of shlosh l'shnayim just means that the shlishi is part of the kat, so then it's not a libah de Reb Akiva, it's beflugta de Reb Yossi v'Rebbe, a libah de kulei alma, a libah de Reb Akiva, a libah de Reb Shimon. They're all agreeing that nimtzach hamim karva pasle dusan b'teila. So from the lashon of Ravina, it would appear that Reb Shimon denies Nimtzach Hamim Karva Pasle Dusan B'Teila. He argues against Rebbe Akiva. That's what it would appear. So says the Ran. I don't think so. I think they all agree. Reb Shimon admits that Nimtzach Hamim Karva Pasle Dusan B'Teila. V'had Amin and Achav Aliba the Rebbe Akiva Mishim the Shaminan Leli the Rebbe Akiva the Amarachi Behedya. V'lo Mishim the Tanakam Apolagale. Rebbe Akiva is the one who says this beferish in the Mishnah in Makkos. So because he says it beferish in the Mishnah Makkos, Ravina just said, Aliba de Reb Akiva, Aliba de what Reb Akiva said. But not that Reb Shimon would actually argue with him. Reb Shimon agrees. From the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like he would argue. But it doesn't have to be like that. Reb Shimon doesn't have to argue. Maybe Itaka agrees. Aliba de Reb Akiva just means that's Reb Akiva's statement to the Mishnah Makkos. Not that he's the only one who holds like that. Reb Shimon might agree with it. But since it's his statement, Ravina attributes it to him. Okay, but it might not be a machlokes. Okay, this is the Ran's shita. Reb Shimon admits that Nimtzach Hamim Karva Pasle Dusan B'Teila. Reb Shimon would also admit, by the same token, that the shlishi is punished like the other Edim. Why? Because his halacha that Eino Edim Nasan Zomach Yizom Akulam is learnt out of the Hekesh of Shlosha L'Shnayim, which means that the shlishi is part of the Kat. So if he's part of the Kat for the first halacha, that Eino Edim Nasan Zomach Yizom Akulam, then he should be part of the card for the other halachas as well. This is the Ran's personal shita. But if you take a look at the Ran tomorrow, you'll see, if you look at the next dibur, he quotes another Rishon who disagrees, who says that maybe Reb Shimon Taka argues against Rebbe Akiva, and he would say that Nimtzach Hamim Karva Pasle Edusin is not bottom. Look at the Ran, and we'll try to compare them.